Attention, please, passengers, fasten your seatbelts. We are about to experience a blizzard of free money.
That's right. Deposit a couple hundred bucks into your BetUS account and get into the action with $450. That's $250 more dollars than you started with. I know. Crazy, right? Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me. Bet for free.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Damn, I got 1 hour left. I'm hanging out here with my main man, Jack Stern. I'm hanging out with you, everybody listening. Everybody driving the trucks. In the kitchen. At work. People are doing security. People driving on the road. People are leaving work. Some people are going. I think people are, there's some people that are off this week. I don't know what people, school people do. School people, what do you call them? Students. Shout out to the students out there, the school people. You could be a student anywhere. Any point of life now that I think about it. Anyway, I'm going to be hanging out here with you for one more hour. Un mas, that's it. I've been hanging out here for three. I get started every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You want to holler at me? You can find me online. I am at JR Sport Brief. The phone number here at CBS Sports Radio is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's just go ahead and give you a recap of everything that we've been able to discuss tonight. And if you missed any of it, you can just go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app and you can get the full explanations. We started off the show talking about LeSean McCoy just taking a massive crap on Eric Bieniemy. I don't know why. I don't know what Eric Bieniemy did. He must have hurt his feelings when he was a washed-up player. But if you need a reminder, I want you to listen to this. This is LeSean McCoy. Earlier today, serving no purpose or point in life but to disparage Eric Bieniemy, who just got a new offensive coordinator job with the Washington Commanders. Take a listen to this.
What's his value? What makes him a good offensive coordinator? See, the problem is a lot of these people that go on social media, oh, he should be the guy for the job. They haven't played there. They're not in the locker room. I've been in the rooms where he's coaching. And he has nothing to do with the pass game at all, right? When the plays are designed, that's Andy Reid. When you talk about offensive coordinators, I can tell you what makes Brian Daboll with the Giants a very, very good coordinator. I can tell you what Andy Reid or Doug Peterson. But when I ask about Eric Bieniemy, what makes him good? When we watch the film or practices and we correct the wide receivers, the running backs, the quarterbacks, he doesn't talk in there. Andy Reid talks in there. Mm. He may say things to the running back because he's an ex-running back coach. I get that. But he has no real responsibility. Now you go from the Chiefs, where you can hide behind Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid. Then you go to the Washington, where you got to call plays. You got to run the meetings. You got to run the installs.
Andy Reid basically said that he probably got his feelings hurt because he was washed up. Jamal Charles, former Chiefs running back, said that Eric Bieniemy was a great support to him in his career. Tyreek Hill, no longer on the Chiefs, obviously, now with the Dolphins. He said he's probably mad that he was told to tuck the football. Patrick Mahomes, one of the best quarterbacks that the NFL has seen. he said that it's a shock that Eric Bieniemy doesn't have a job. Travis Kelce said that when it comes to running the team and running the offense, that it's pretty much 50-50 between both Eric Bieniemy and Andy Reid. And so the only person that's talking this crap is LeSean McCoy. What is he, an agent for owners who didn't want to hire him? So we talked about that. And LeSean McCoy hasn't provided anything sans retirement outside of trashing Eric Bieniemy. We talked about Todd Monken. He left here, Georgia. He left the Bulldogs. He's now going to be the offensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens. We have no idea whether or not Lamar Jackson is going to be there. But Todd Monken had nothing but positive words for Lamar. Listen to this.
Elite. You know, he's got an elite skill set. I mean, it's obvious when you watch him on film. I mean, the things he can do with the football and the plays that he makes. And I think he's underrated as a passer. Maybe I think so in terms of his ability to make plays and throw it down the field. So you've all seen it. I mean, I'm like you. I'm no different than you. I watch what you guys watch, you know, and it's pretty amazing.
Yep, pretty amazing. It'll be amazing if Lamar Jackson is suited up and plays for Baltimore next year. We just have to wait. Someone who is now doing a lot of talking with his new job as head coach of the Carolina Panthers, that's Frank Reich. We know the Panthers, like many teams, don't have a quarterback. They're not clear on who their QB will be. They select number 9th in the draft, and they got a lot of questions to answer. But Frank Reich, he's no dummy. He said, we got to get players in here first, and we as coaches, we got to do our job too. He's Frank Reich, by the way, listen closely. He's an amazing mathematician.
I have typically always said that this game is 80 to 90% about the players. It's 80 to 90% about the players, 10 to 20% of it is coaching. But when you consider the number of games and the percentage of games that are won by one score, 10 or 20% is a very significant difference. So if you can compete and quote unquote out-coach your opponent by 10 or 20% and you win 10 or 20% more games, that's three games a year maybe, right? So that's a huge difference. But at the end of the day, it's a player's game. And so what we as a coaching staff, what I'll say to our coaching staff, I don't know if it's 10% or 20%, but we got to get 100% of our 10%, or we got to get 100% of our 20, every ounce of energy that we have to get whatever it is that we contribute, we got to get it.
Yeah, all the energy, all of it. 10% of the 20, 100%, yes. That's why he coaches football. He's not teaching math at Yale. Good for him. The Atlanta Hawks decided to part ways with Nate McMillan. Trae Young is, man, when they start throwing the word, well, not the word, but the phrase, coach killer around your name, that ain't good. That doesn't end well for anybody. So the Atlanta Hawks now have moved up Joe Prunty to be their head coach for the moment. It's been reported they want to grab Quinn Snyder. I'm still actually looking to see who hires Ime Udoka. Somebody's going to give Ime Udoka a job. The Boston Celtics just removed the interim label from Joe Mazzulla. Joe Mazzulla just coached the All-Star game along with Mike Malone. Ime Udoka is going to get a job somewhere. He's going to yell at somebody. And I got to be honest. He had a relationship that he should not have had with a team employee, someone who you would consider to be a subordinate, and he was punished for it. Okay, so time has gone by, and somebody will give him a gig. I got no issue with the NBA pretty much stepping in and saying, no, the Brooklyn Nets can't hire him after they booted Steve Nash because it was so fresh. And it's not the nicest of stories. But after a year away from the game, somebody's going to give Ime Udoka a job. He's going to get a gig. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Jack, what do you think? He's going to coach somewhere next year, right? Ime Udoka?
Oh, he has to be coaching somewhere. I think the thing that you need to remember in this specific scenario is that once the dust settles and once people forget about everything that went down in Boston and all the shady business that took place with the Celtics, I think teams are going to start to look at the situation a lot more objectively, right? Ime Udoka, at the time he was fired, was widely viewed as one of the best up-and-coming coaches in the game. He's someone who always motivates and gets the most out of his players. And now that he's had some time to put his bad pass behind him, I think he's going to get a second option, and I think he's going to thrive. I also think that the Celtics could ultimately really regret their decision of firing him. Remember, they could have just suspended him and said, we're going to reevaluate the situation in a year, but instead they decided to move on.
Nah, you can't do that. You can't stick him in the cobwebs. They mishandled that part of it. You can't have someone in an organization, I don't care who or what or where it is, you can't have a dude who slept with somebody else's wife who worked for you and just say, oh, yeah, just go away for a little while. They should have just given him the boot, but they wanted to hold on to him for leverage, which wasn't the greatest of things. There was no way that he was going to return to the organization. And even from his own perspective, ain't nobody going to forget. Anybody who hires him is not going to forget about what took place. It's just that for a period of time, he was toxic. The Brooklyn Nets, there's no way in hell they could have hired Ime Udoka, you know, a few months after he just got the boot for being dirty in another team. Now, give it a year, different organization, different crew, all will be forgiven. If he goes to a place where he can win, where he will be valued for his acumen as a head coach, those will be some of the first questions that are asked of him right out of the gate. Like, hey, and he's going to have to eat crow. He's going to have to go on an apology tour. You know, I made mistakes in Boston, and I've learned from them. I matured, da-da-da-da-da. And he'll get that gig and that opportunity. You actually mentioned the Boston Celtics and how they move forward. They have Mazzulla. But then at the time, the Celtics were very, very clear about, you know, we can't have this dude here. We can't have this man around. It's Brad Stevens. A matter of fact, this is what he had to say last year about firing Ime Udoka.
You know, reiterate that it was a long, thorough process, and you know, obviously, it's been a hard time. But I think, you know, the only thing that I would like to say is that I thought, and Wick mentioned it already, I thought, you know, we have a lot of talented women in our organization, and I thought yesterday was really hard on them, and I think that, you know, nobody can control Twitter speculation and rampant bull, but I do think that we, as an organization, have a responsibility to make sure we're there to support them now, because a lot of people were dragged unfairly into that.
Yeah. Now, people started to speculate who he did this with and that. Well, he slept with somebody in the organization. He got the boot for it. That's how it goes. You're supposed to disclose these things. He was told to stop and relax and cut it out, and they didn't. He got the boot. Just how it goes. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Fort Lauderdale and talk to Mike. You're on CBS Sports Radio, Mike.
How you doing, JR?
I'm amazing. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to make a case for Jimmy G for you.
Okay.
Because I got to admit, he gets hurt. But whenever he gets hurt, a lot of the time, he's trying to make something happen. You know, it's not like he just gets hurt. He's either running, he's trying to get away from somebody. And, you know, a lot of quarterbacks get hurt that way. And if he can stay healthy, he can stay healthy and have a lucky season. You know, you make it sound like he's going to get hurt all the time.
But that doesn't have to happen.
Because injuries, you know.
Whoa, slow down. I got to look at reality. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't have a crystal ball. But what you judge on is prior performance. You take a look at what has taken place, and you try your best to project what might happen. He is constantly, consistently.
He's gotten hurt. It's always trying to do something extra.
Mike, it don't matter. There's a lot of dudes. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Damn. Mike, no one can hear you. You're on hold. You're on hold, Mike. Don't say anything. I'll bring you back momentarily if you should stay. he's gotten hurt just trying to make things happen. That's what every quarterback does. All of them. There's a guy, his name is Patrick Mahomes. I've never seen a guy run around more and try to make things happen. And he gets hurt, he still plays. I remember this man dislocated his knee a few years ago. He came back like it was nothing. Everybody gets hurt. It's football. Jimmy Garoppolo gets hurt and then he cannot play. So it's not so much about, oh, he's trying to make things happen. If you look at his history, as a starting quarterback, he is more injury prone than anybody else. Who wants to hitch their horse or their wagon to a damn horse that's going to come up lame? I'm going to bring you back, Mike. Hopefully you have relaxed a little bit. Here you go. Prepare yourselves. Go ahead, Mike. You're live. CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I'd still take a chance on him over a lot of them guys you named. Just for that one time, if he can stay healthy for you, he's going to go a long way.
If.
And I was watching a game.
Listen up, team. We've got a game to win. So here's the strategy. Deposit $200 at BetUS.com and get $450 immediately to play with. Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me. Bet for free.
I'm sitting in a place watching a game, and I saw Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray, I consider him one of the best running quarterbacks. He went down. He's out for the season. Nobody even hit him. Nobody hit him. He just went down.
Non-contact
injury. I'm shaking my head thinking what happened to him.
Hey, let me ask you this, Mike. You a big gambler? You gamble?
Do I gamble?
Yeah, do you gamble?
I'm working on an 8-for-8 right now as far as professional football goes.
But what the hell does that mean? I don't gamble. Do you gamble?
I want to do an 8-for-8. That's my ambition. I don't do single games.
So you gamble. You're a big gambler. The answer is yes.
No. I 8-for-8 for $100, I'll win. What am I going to win? 17,500.
Well, hey, Mike, hey. You gamble more than I do. And if you're talking about bringing in Jimmy Garoppolo, if he's healthy – you know what general managers don't do, Mike? You want to know what they don't want to do?
They don't gamble.
There you go. They don't. You know more than me. I don't gamble. Man, if I'm putting out money on something, I'm damn well going to have a great opportunity and chance to get it back. If Jimmy Garoppolo is healthy, what? You trying to get people fired. Yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo is good if he's healthy, but the problem is he's not. My damn. Well, Paul's calling from Rhode Island. You're on the JR Sport Beat Show. Go ahead, Paul, quickly, please.
Yes, thank you, JR. Lamar Jackson, go to Washington, follow Eric Bieniemy, and make Jerry Jones nervous, okay?
Oh, thank you, Paul. Okay. Well, just let's let him walk. Lamar Jackson, let's let him walk down. Let's have him walk down 295. He can go right from Baltimore right to D.C., and then he can go over and then play for Daniel Snyder. Why not? Highly unlikely. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, I want to switch gears for a minute. People want to be mad at Eric Bieniemy. People want to be upset at Lamar Jackson. I want to tell you about an owner in Major League Baseball that people are, when I say people, probably other owners, they're pissed at this guy. I'm going to tell you who it is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Don't move. I'm just here so I don't get fined. Yeah, I stole that from Marshawn and whoever else stole it from him. I'm just here so I don't get fined. Anyway, fines include money. Steve Cohen bought the New York Mets at the end of 2020, and there were a lot of fans, New York Met fans, who were pretty much shell-shocked. It's like they were so used to the Wilpons and the lack of spending money, not spending money. And they're like, this guy's going to come in and spend? Oh, yeah, he has spent. And the New York Mets are about to have the largest payroll in Major League Baseball history. taxes included, $370 million. $30 million of that is just in taxes. This past offseason, we all know about the almost 300 plus that the New York Mets were prepared to give to Carlos Correa until they also looked at his ankle and said no thank you. They gave Brandon Nimmo $162 million. Edwin Diaz, one of the best closers in the game, he settled in nicely with the Mets. They gave him $102 million. They signed Justin Verlander. They said, here, Justin, come in. Here's $86 million. They got a dude from Japan, Senga. They're giving him $75 million. The New York Mets out here spending money. And if they got a payroll that's moving them to like $340 million, the New York Yankees are second behind them, 267. The Oakland Athletics, soon to be the I don't know Athletics, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Oakland has a payroll of $40 million. Let me say that again. I know Oakland is trying to get out of Oakland, the Athletics are. $40 million payroll. New York Mets, $340 million. And with taxes, $370 million. Let me say that again. One league, Major League Baseball, has a team spending $370 million for their payroll, and another team is spending $40 million. Where's the competitive balance there? What are the fans in Oakland? What are the fans in the Bay? How are they supposed to feel about that crap? Steve Cohen was asked about this, how he's trying to find success, and he made it clear. A, I'm following the rules. I'm not breaking no rules. And then he said, yeah, ultimately, I'm not trying to spend all this money in free agency. I want to get a good farm system going so I don't have to spend tons of money. This is what Steve Cohen had to say.
At the owners' meeting, I had owners coming up and they go, you're 100% right. You are following the rules. And so, you know, that was which I am. And they, you know, like I said in a previous article, they laid down the rules and I'm following them. You know, listen, in the end, and I think this is really important, that when I measure my success as an owner, obviously you want to win a World Series. But, you know, I'm also going to measure my success on building a farm system, so we can create sustainability year in and year out. And it's really important to me, okay? Because that's how you really create something that's special, right? And you know, the farm system being innovative and doing new things and developing players, taking good players and making them great. And if we can accomplish some of those things, and I think we can, then, you know, that would be a marker of success for me.
Man, he's right. He is following the rules. It's not to say other teams, and this is the thing about baseball. We know there's revenue sharing amongst the teams. We know there is a tax. We don't know. The players don't know exactly how much revenue each team is pulling in. You don't know how much anybody is making where you can make the reverse argument and go, well, you made this much. Why don't you put it into the team? We just know it's not happening. You got owners who are making money and they don't put it back into the team. This financial system sucks. Whether or not you think there needs to be a salary cap, a salary floor, they just negotiated the last collective bargaining agreement. Let's keep in mind, at this point last year, we didn't know if we were going to have a season. The season did not start on time. They actually had a delay. as they were trying to figure all of this stuff out. And so Major League Baseball, they have a new CBA. They were able to get it together. But this is a massive issue. Does baseball need a salary cap? Players will never go for it. You got Shohei Ohtani, who will be in line because he can both pitch and hit at an elite level. Shohei Ohtani is trying to make $500 million. You think the players want to see a cap? If Shohei is going to make $500, you don't think down the line the next guy's going to go, oh man, you gotta give me $550? Manny Machado, you don't think he's trying to strike it rich in this next round? The Padres, they're a small market. They spend money. They started to throw them out around money like it's nothing, giving everybody a deal. San Diego right now is third in payroll behind the New York Mets and the Yankees. And so you can spend money, quote unquote, representing a small market. It's just a matter of if you choose. What else is new? Baseball has a problem, right? And Steve Cohen, damn it, if he buys his way to a title, everybody's going to have a fit. But he just told you, he's operating within the rules. 855-212-4CBS. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk about Ohtani on the other side of the break before we roll out. I'm going to pick up the phone lines. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. You know, right before we went to break, we talked about Steve Cohen of the New York Mets. Spring training is pretty much underway here. We're going to have some games that get underway over the next couple of days, actually. And Steve Cohen has the highest payroll that we have ever seen in baseball, $340 million. He's paying an additional $30 million in taxes. He's at $340. The New York Yankees are at like $267. And then you got a team like Oakland. Their current payroll is at $40 million. Definitely a problem, definitely an issue here. And if we want to think about Oakland, if we go just a little further south and go to Southern California and we start thinking about Los Angeles, specifically Anaheim, stupid name, Los Angeles, Anaheim, Angels, Angels of Anaheim, dumb name. You got Shohei Ohtani, who is one of the most unique players that baseball has ever seen. Can hit, can pitch. Does both at an elite level, and he's going to be eligible to be a free agent. The Angels ain't winning nothing. He's going to be on out the door. Mike Trout is dealing, or has been dealing, last year had a back issue, had to tell everybody that he'd still be able to play. Everybody knows Ohtani is likely to get 50 per. And when I say 50 per, $50 million per year for probably 10 seasons. Shohei Ohtani's going to cash out. You know what? And he has a translator. Despite all that money potentially being on the table from, I don't know, somebody like the New York Mets, Ohtani, through his translator, said that he's going to be focused right now on just being an Angel.
I mean, this is my last year, and I'm aware of that. And as of now, I'm an Angel, and that's all I want to focus on. So I don't really want to. I haven't really thought too far ahead.
And nobody wants to be an Angel. They just want Artie Moreno's money. And Artie Moreno barely wanted to even still be the owner of the damn Angels. Mike Trout, you want to talk about injuries. We mentioned Jimmy Garoppolo. Mike Trout is, every time I see him, it's not on the baseball field. It's actually cheering on the Philadelphia Eagles. Mike Trout says, I'm going to do my best to keep Ohtani in L.A.
He's got to do what's right for him and what he feels right. You know, that's all up to him. You know, if he feels that, staying in Anaheim is the right move, you know, he should do that. And if, you know, he thinks otherwise, it's I'm going to do as much as I can to, you know, try to convince him to stay. So, you know, he's got to really sit down and think about it. It's a big decision for him. It's probably the biggest one of his life. You know, it's a difficult decision because it's for him. You know, it's a different, you know, if he does stay or if he does, you know, I don't even like saying it if he leaves. But, you know, it's going to be different for him, but new atmosphere, new people, new teammates.
Come on, man. Why would Ohtani stay out there with you to lose? You're not even going to be healthy. Aaron Judge just signed a contract. 9 years, $360 million. And Aaron Judge was deserving of MVP. So was Ohtani. But you give it to a guy who's actually winning. Ohtani's going to get paid more money, though. Aaron Judge turns 31 years old in April. If you think about Ohtani, he's a few years behind him at 28. Somebody's going to pay him that money. They're going to give him a 10-year deal. They will pay him 50 per. Aaron Judge right now is making $40 million per year. You can expect the cash to continue to go up. 855-212-4CBS. Jim, he's here from New York City. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jim?
Okay, before I make a World Series prediction, I want to say, how about Ohtani with the Yankees? That would make so much sense.
Who?
The guy from the Angels, the pitcher, hitter.
What's his name?
The Japanese guy. I can't even pronounce his name, but anyway.
Oh, Ohtani.
Yeah,
Ohtani.
Him.
Ohtani.
Yeah, him. And
him.
Can you imagine him with the Yankees? God, that'd be good. The Trout, I mean, come on. He's so injury-prone. Whatever.
Who? Who's injury-prone?
Mike Trout is so injury-prone.
Who? Oh,
Trout.
Mike Trout. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
Not the fish.
Yeah, I didn't know what you said. Well, thank you, Jim. And he's talking about, he's like, I'm like, who? Telling me about Trout and Ohtani with a T. Don is calling from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Don?
Hey, JR, can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear. Thank you.
Yeah, just really brief, really quick. I just want to ask you, is Shohei Ohtani, he's probably the only one in MLB that can really ask for $500 million. Like his value from both pitching and batting. I think he's really, like, he's the only one that can build up the nerve to really ask for $500 million. Would you agree or
oh,
no?
Oh, absolutely. Hell yeah. I think he's going to go out, unless the world collapses, he's going to go out there and get it. The only other man I can think that may command that type of salary is Juan Soto. And he didn't have the best of years or finishing last year, I should say, when he went over to the Padres. He didn't sign an extension. He's only 24 years old. He's going to get a big-time deal. With Shohei Ohtani, yeah, he's going to get paid. Would I be a little careful about it? Yes. If I'm Ohtani, is he going to fully commit to a 10-year deal, or is he going to take a 5 or 6 or 7 and then think about the remaining years as opt-outs? It's always tricky thinking.
Attention, please, passengers, fasten your seatbelts. We are about to experience a blizzard of free money.
That's right. Deposit a couple $100 into your BetUS account and get into the action with $450. That's $250 more dollars than you started with. I know. Crazy, right? Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me. Bet for free.
About how someone is going to perform at the end of a contract as a pitcher, let alone as a hitter. At the same time, the salaries in baseball and sports continue to go up. But then there's a larger issue of, is this even sustainable? Have we hit the max here when it comes to salaries? Because baseball, I think like a lot of these sports, they're going to have a day of reckoning. I don't know if we're going to get to, hey, this guy signed a 10-year contract for $1 billion. I think we may come back to reality sooner than later, but what do I know? I didn't study economics.
And before I go, has anyone ever topped $500 million in baseball yet?
No.
For a contract?
No. No. Not yet. Shohei Ohtani would be the first, my man.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, JR. I appreciate that.
No problem. I remember Alex Rodriguez getting, you know, like 250 and 275. And then we graduated to 300. Like, those were gigantic deals. We're talking about a guy who might make $500 million. It's wild. Carl is calling from San Francisco. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. Hey, so, I mean, if you're in New York, you got the cable, you got the TV contract. That's over $1 billion a year they're getting paid for that. So they got the money to do that. You look at the Warriors. The Warriors spend over $300 million to get that championship. Everybody on that roster, Steph Curry's making over $50 million a year.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to call that accurate. We don't know the full books of any – so not from an NBA perspective. Throw that completely out of the window. There are massive differences between the revenue structures of the NFL, the NBA, and Major League Baseball. MLB, as an organization combining every single team, they're bringing in approximately $10 to $12 billion every season, every year. We don't know how that pie gets split amongst every team outside of using common sense to know, yeah, the Yankees and Dodgers make a lot of money. The Mets make a lot of money. But what happens with that is it gets shared. Are you utilizing that money and inserting it back into your team? They have television contracts. And so it's not so much about the big, bad New York, LA, Chicago teams who are at the top, because every year they're not. It's about how you do with the money, or excuse me, it's about how you utilize the money that you have. Are you taking the money that you make? Are you taking the money that is shared, the revenue? Are you inserting it back into the team? The answer is no. To have this many disparities in revenue, why do the Oakland Athletics only have a $40 million payroll for this year?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean,
yeah,
I think Oakland is going to go to Las Vegas, and
yeah,
hopefully they start spending money out there.
It's
because there's no,
it's
there's no money.
So
in Oakland.
I can use another example. You know where the Pittsburgh Pirates are going? You know where they're going?
Nowhere.
Exactly. They don't spend anything either. It's disgusting. Right. It's disgusting to think about a franchise like Oakland or the Athletics, and to think that they may leave? Like, that sucks. There's no better. Oakland is an amazing city. I love Oakland. The Raiders are gone, have gone to the desert. Okay, you don't want to make money, you go to Vegas. Okay, I get it. You want to move the A's too? You took Golden State, the Warriors, and you put them on the other side of the bay and put them in San Francisco so you can make more money in the Chase Center and so all the rich folks don't have to swing up the other side of the bay? So what does Oakland have after this? We all got to be Giants fans now? That ain't happening. It will take generations. Oakland ends up on the wrong side of the deal, man. But there's no way that one team should be spending $340 and another team has a $40 million payroll. That's garbage. Mac is here from Buffalo. Mac, you have to go quickly. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi. I was wondering, I know you're in baseball right now, but I was wondering, what do you think the Bills should do to have a successful season next year?
The Buffalo Bills, and thank you, Mac, for calling from Buffalo, they need, it's very simple, they need a running back. They need additional weapons so Josh Allen doesn't run around feeling that he has to do everything himself. Josh Allen is running around with a cape. He has to run. He has to do this. He has, and by the time we get to the end of the year, he's obviously, or he's either hurt or he still has to do too much. I know Poyer is going to be a free agent. He's likely to be tagged. Buffalo Bills, it's the same story, and hopefully it doesn't go on and on and on. Buffalo Bills are going to have to get him some help. He shouldn't have to go out there and do every single thing. Sad. Hey, Jack, it's been great working with you the past 2 days, man. Thank you for the excellent work.
Yeah, it's always my pleasure, JR. I thoroughly enjoyed it as well. And although I won't be with you on Wednesday or Thursday, I will be with Shep on Friday. So that's almost as good.
Yeah, no such thing as almost as good. It'll be good, man. So
it'll be fantastic. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to two nice days.
You guys have a good show. Yeah, you guys have a good show on Friday. I want to thank everybody for locking in and listening here. We've had a busy night going from Bieniemy to Lamar Jackson to the quarterbacks to Otani and Cohen and even the cheap-ass MLB owners like the A's. Just they're squeezing the fans out. It upsets me, so I'm going to relax. Anyway, I'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you miss me in an interim, you can go ahead and find me. I'm on social media. That's at JR Sport Brief. I'll be back tomorrow. Don't cry too much. And, of course, every Wednesday night into Thursday morning, I'm going to be bringing you a new top six list. So don't cry too much. The JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's a wrap.
BetUS.com is back for our 20th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the chance to cash in on all your favorite sports. Sign up at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS, where the game begins.